transfer is, Chris, but I think Alex said himself in the first few interviews, we'd been warm on him for some time, as it were. Greg Abbott, when he came to the club, mentioned Alex in the summer, actually, so he's someone who's been on our radar, and he's probably the first signing where you could say that the club have really planned it for some time. It wasn't a knee-jerk reaction, it wasn't a last-minute.com sort of purchase that we had to do in the summer. This was planned, it was a sustained attack, and we fought off, you know, two sizeable offers to get him at the club, and we're delighted. We think he fits exactly what we're after at the moment, a young, hungry striker who's ours and will be ours for the next you know, 2.5 seasons, so it's excellent.
I don't expect you to tell us what the fee is. Can you give us a kind of ballpark figure?
Yeah, I can tell you exactly. It's undisclosed. it's not a huge fee, but it could potentially be with results and performance. That tends to be how most deals are struck at sort of League One, League Two level now, unless it's you know, the young lad who's gone from Charlton to Everton, where they want to show off about the fee. It's a reasonable fee, it's a sizable fee, and it's something.
Could we be talking six figures here or not, James? Or somewhere around that mark?
Yeah, it just depends where you put the decimal point.
Listen, if he scores plenty of goals, it's going to get there, isn't it? Simple as that.
He's talking about the club's ambitions. Did we really have to sell it to him? Bradford City?
We didn't, but we still did. You know, he just wants to play football and score goals. He was at a big club at Birmingham City, and I've seen that some of their fans were disappointed that he left, because I think he's got real potential.
It's a good sign, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. And Port Vale fans thought a lot of him, and he described Bradford City as a massive club. I think we have the potential to be a really big club again. We have been, Chris knows, we've been in the Premier League together. We've also been down at League Two. So I think it's a state of mind to some extent, the size of club. But we've got the potential, we've got the infrastructure to be a really big club again. And that's what Alex wants. And we'll provide that platform for him today. What I can tell the fans is that he's confident but not cocky. He's excitable but not nervous. And that's what you want. You know, Greg Abbott said, I'd describe yourself as a goal scorer. Gets the ball and he'll head for goal. Now, there'll be times when fans will go, you should have passed that. At the moment, we don't want anyone to pass in the 18-yard box, or certainly the 6-yard box.
That's been our problem, hasn't it?
Yeah, we want someone to take ownership of that decision-making and score. So he's going to miss a few. Hopefully he scores a few more.
Stefan and Edin have been talking to the local newspaper this week as well. They're saying all the right things. They want to invest in this club, and they've put the money where the mouth is, haven't they?
Yep, and I said that would be crucial. You know, we may as well still have Mark and Julian if all we're going to do is be cute and clever and recycle in the transfer market. And that's what Julian and Phil and Mark did brilliantly.
Did a great job, but we want to move up a level, don't we now? Wonderful
job, but, you know, quite rightly they said the people that take the club on next have to do something different. And we were open with Stefan and Ed and said if we're just going to mix it around and do what we've done well for the last 4 or 5 years, people will see through it. We have to invest. We did that with Vincelot, one of the first actual money signings we've done for a while, and certainly now with Alex Jones. So we're just building on the brilliant platform that Julian and Mark left us, and hopefully Stefan and Eddie will take us to the next level.
Cullen is staying until the end of the season now. Jones has come as well. Is this going to be it as far as January is concerned?
I'd be very surprised, Chris. I'd be very surprised. I don't think it's any secret that, you know, two players have left the club that were forwards. We've got one in. It does buy us a little bit of breathing space in terms of rushing to get the next one, but no, I think almost certainly there'll be another striker. And I think it's no real secret, Chris, to be honest with you, what we're after. A winger, whether that be a left winger or a right winger.
Well, we saw last week we were short of a winger, weren't we, with Philippe Moraes injured.
You know, Mark Marshall played the second half with a hip injury. So I think we need someone else who can come on and change games or affect games. And certainly another striker. And I think if we keep James Hansen fit, sadly he's not today. He was at the chiropractors yesterday afternoon. If he'd have been fit, he certainly would have been involved today. Gives Alex a chance, Geordie. But then, we're a little bit short, aren't we? We've got Reece back in today, so we certainly need one more option as a striker and one more attacking option, being a winger or a 10 or something like that.
Is it great that everybody's suddenly talking about us again? There's an air of anticipation. It's amazing what a signing can do.
Completely. And there's a lovely article at the Whitford the Post about 10 best debuts, which puts a little bit of pressure on Alex today. But you're right. I mean, look at half time at Northampton. you know, it was doom and gloom to some extent, wasn't it? Everyone was thinking, oh, this isn't going the way we planned it. And we were only a couple of days away from the January transfer window, which was the only opportunity we had to change things up, mix things up. We knew that Harris was going back. We found out the night before that Mark was going back. So things had to change. Things will change. But yeah, it completely changes the atmosphere around the stadium. People are coming to the stadium wanting to support Alex and see what he can do. But it's not just about Alex. The likelihood is he might not score today, and someone else might, but if he plays well and gets the win, that's all that Stuart will matter about.
You know what football fans are like. If he doesn't score, if he doesn't get
send him back, we've got it all wrong,
haven't
we?
Send him back, yeah.
Yeah, probably, yeah. Listen, our fans are no different to any other fans, you know. High expectations, and you're right, if he fluffs one today, it'll be, come on, Abbott, get your hand back in your...
And that'll just be you, won't it? Yeah.
That'll just be me. Abbott never gets his hand in his pocket, let's put it that way.
Yeah, we both know that, don't we? But he's been a busy man. And full credit to Greg Abbott, because he's had a massive say in this signing, hasn't he?
Yep, he has. And just being able to add the odd few quid to a contract doesn't mean that you're going to get the right players. We've not done anything different. We've not broken the bank. We've not broken the pay scale that we've got here. We've been very sensible. It's been down to who Greg knows, and he came with a phenomenal encyclopedic knowledge in his head, but also in paper and on a laptop. You know, he's got players that you wouldn't believe from the very highest level in the Premier League, that maybe a 17, 18, 19 year olds that can go out on loan, to ready-made players like Alex for this level, to the next striker coming up from the
non-league. Youngsters coming up, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and you know, we looked at an 18-year-old lad from Ireland a few weeks ago. We've got three plans at the moment, short-term and immediate-term. You know, Alex fits that, and maybe another striker does. But if we buy someone else this window, it might be a long-term one that might be, I've never played a league game before, and it might be this is one for 2 or 3 years, etc., to take us on the long-term journey. So, yeah, it's... But a lot of credit has to go to Greg.
Are you expecting a few more bums on seats today?
Chris, I'd like to hope so. I think after Scunthorpe, the Bury game was a little bit after the Lord Mayor's show, and that's fair enough, because it was a busy time over Christmas. But it felt a little bit flat, didn't it?
Yep.
You know, it was such a great game and such a great atmosphere against Scunthorpe. Chesterfield won't bring many. They're having their own sort of internal problems, so they'd normally bring 500, 600, 700. They might have 300, 400 today. But, Chris, I mean, what better advert for a team that's just won than bringing a striker into a side that creates goal-scoring chances, corners, free kicks. We're in the box every other minute, but we just need someone to finish. I think it'll add a couple of hundred on, definitely, yeah.
Mm, well, I hope so. And it's always good to be able to get a striker to come in rather than, we've signed a new left-back, you know. Nobody gets giddy about that, do they?
No. And let's hope we keep our left-back here for the rest of the transfer.
Well, that's the next thing I was going to ask you.
I was going to ask you about the
left-back. Has there been any contact from Leeds United, who've been strongly linked with James Meredith?
Not one for me, that, Chris. Not one for me.
That's a yes.
It's a no. No, listen.
No official.
Listen, it's very early days. We want to keep James. James wants to stay here. Stuart wants James to stay here. And we'll do everything we can to make James a Bradford City player. And the key thing is, he wants to stay here, which is great for us.
Yeah.
And I'm quite sure every other team in League One would like him. I'm certainly sure Championship clubs want him. But do you know what? The most important thing is, we want him. Yeah. And he wants to stay.
2017, start of a new year. 2016 was quite a year, wasn't it? Not just for the club, but for you as well, with changes on and off the field. How do you assess it?
I think it was a really, really positive year, wasn't it? Because it was another year of progress. Wasn't a great start to the year. We were in some poor form, weren't we? But then Phil did what Phil did. Used the loan market brilliantly and got some fantastic loan signings in, one of them being Josh Cullen. That's the first sort of time we saw him after we let Gary Liddle go. In fact, I've not seen... Yeah, Gary Liddle's captain then today. So at the time, you know, we were getting pelters for letting Gary go, but Phil knew who was coming in. So that was the start of the year. We went on a brilliant run. What's to say we can't do a similar run now? You know, put 5 or 6
wins together. We look a better side this year, though, don't we, than last year, and we made it to the playoffs.
I think we look a different side. I think...
Different,
you know, both with the strengths. But we're certainly more exciting side this year. And that only bodes well. But it was a great year. We finished 5th, which was year on improvement. Stuart set a big task to keep us in this division at the start of the league, start of the season. He's not done that. It looks like he's going to do that, doesn't he? You know, if we'd have said, Stuart, get us 4th or 3rd or 5th, he would have thought, come on, give me a chance. This is the first year, you know, really back at the club with a new backroom staff and a squad of players. So I think anything is achievable now, isn't it? Which is a great position to be in.
Which is why we've strengthened all of a sudden while we're in that position.
Yeah, if it had been 12th, I think everyone would have understood, consolidate, stay. We're gambling. We're going to go for it.
One thing I've heard a number of Premier League managers say is that with what Leicester City did last season, that's made it really difficult for any of the clubs that are sort of mid-table, just open to stay up, because the number of chairmen that are turning around and say, well, Leicester have done it, why can't we?
And even Stefan said that in the article in the Telegraph and Argus this morning. He said, forget strikers, we'll get them, but strikers won't be the reason that we go up. There'll be a massive part if they score goals, but you know, we've got such a good side. You've mentioned James Meredith, you know, he's attacking at will at the moment. Tony McMahon, is he back in the side today? He's certainly in the squad today. He's back in the side.
Well, that shows, doesn't it?
So, you know, and Ellis Hudson, really exciting that we've got two young guys on the bench. That's simply just the way that the weeks have fallen. But listen, if Ellis had to come on today, or Reese Webb-Foster, going back to Chris's point, chairman will say, you have quality in the squad. We've played the top teams. We've played Sheffield United and almost won. Bolton almost won. Scunthorpe, lucky draw, almost won. So there aren't many teams that are better than us. Yeah, they've got bigger budgets. They've got bigger squads. They've got higher paid players, but we're as good as any of them. We just need a few little things to click and a run, Jason, as you said, a really good solid run for the next 10 to 15 games consolidates, you know, a top six finish, doesn't it, to some extent. Anything beyond that, which is probably a push, would be the top three. But listen, if we can beat fifth, that would be great.
It's FA Cup day today, although everybody loves the FA Cup, and you know, it could have been a Manchester United or a Manchester City, or you know, one of the big guns coming here or going there. Actually, are you quite relieved that, you know, well, and especially with Chesterfield having been knocked out as well, so the games just carry on as normal?
No. I can't lie, Chris.
It's hard to get to you wear two hats, don't you,
I thought this morning, I thought this is a real chance, Chris, actually, to, you know, nick one, if that makes sense, or if we do win, you know, it puts us in a good position, because everyone's going to go, oh, Bradford have won, you know, the likes of Bolton, etc., will be going.
Puts the pressure on.
But equally, Chris, we're still in that pool where we need a cup run, so it'd be lovely to be at Old Trafford or somewhere today. But equally, we're here, we are where we are. We're still in the Checker Trade Trophy. We're taking that very seriously, and I get your point, and it is nice to be at home, but I think the chairman would love it if we were away at Old Trafford today.
Well, a few weeks ago, you were pictured at Anfield, weren't you, next to Stephen Gerrard. I'm not sure that you were actually talking to him, but you know, you might have been. Did it ever get revealed why you were there? Were you just watching a game?
The pies are very, very good at Anfield, Chris. The pies are very good. Listen, it's a fair question, because should we be at every home game or away game? Arguably, yes. The Swindon Town one was an invite from some partners at Liverpool. That's both the club and various corporate partners that we've built ourselves and that Eden and Stefan know. So it was a long-term fact-finding, you know, corporate sort of strategy. It sounds very boring saying these things, but yeah, we were targeting certain things on and off the field.
So it could be beneficial down the line, perhaps.
Including better pies next season.
Are they not very good?
Two questions. How's your German coming along?
Terrible.
Is it?
I even was trying to think of what's good in German. I don't know. Terrible. Yeah,
it's been dumb is what you need.
Terrible. They speak excellent English, so I don't need it. When I'm told off, when they're telling one of us off, it's in German, trust me.
Yeah, but it is. And a quick prediction from you today then, James.
I have to say we'll win one. I'd be foolish and you'd be getting tweets and text messages if I said different. I fancy it. I mean, they've got a striker of some note, and Ched Evans, that the whole of League One is watching at the moment. And I think we've signed four times this week, haven't we, by all accounts, along with all the other players we've signed. I think we'll win. I've got a sneak suspicion he might score. That's the annoying thing, but I think our boy will get a couple. No, he won't get a couple. He'll get one. And we'll win. We'll win 3-1. There you go.
We spoke to Stuart a couple of weeks ago about Ched Evans, and from what he said, it appeared that maybe he had been discussed. Other people might have been keener on him than he was. Did it ever actually get close to being a serious bid?
There's been no bid yet. When I say yet, there's been no bid simply because we haven't even got anywhere near discussing what a bid would look like. Chesterfield are here today. We're naturally going to speak to them. But listen, there's probably three or four other bigger clubs than us that have bigger budgets, shall we say, that would probably want Ched. We're really happy with Alex. Alex was our number one target to start with. Ched's not even been on the radar. But if he scores goals for the rest of the transfer window,
we might ask the question.
Other clubs will do. You know, he's a good player undeniably. But no, we haven't put any bids together for that.
But
we focused on Alex.
There is the baggage. Okay, he was found innocent. He was found not guilty. But there's still the baggage there, isn't there?
Listen, I think that's down to the fans and other people to dis. He would be an employee of us. Yes, he would be, or of anyone, shall we say. That is just a Freudian slip. I genuinely mean it.
Yeah.
Whoever he plays for, whether it's Chesterfield, Doncaster Rovers, Sheffield United, Bolton, whoever it might end up being, or in the Championship, he's free to ply his trade now. Simple as that. What's gone has gone. He's been proved innocent. So simple as that for me. You know, he's entitled to go about his business. But yeah, he'll come with some baggage that any club who takes him on will have to deal with. But if he scores,
I think
goals,
I must apologise to you as well.
Well,
I think I call you James Mooney. I've not transferred him to Hull City.
He's at Leeds now.
He's at Leeds, yes.
He's at Leeds United now. Yeah, good lad is James.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to Leeds either or Hull City. I'm staying. It's my club, and I'm going nowhere. So we're back in the Championship and the Premier League. There you go.
Well, I've said all the right things today, James, and we've delivered off the pitch as well. So is it a case of watch this space now? Sooner rather than later, could we get more in?
Well, I think it's bought a little bit of breathing space, hasn't it? But equally, Edin, Stewart and Greg and myself and Stefan have thought, when the right player's there, let's get him. Josh Cullen was the right player from day one. Stewart wanted him, we wanted him, the fans wanted him, but we weren't the decision makers. You know, it was West Ham. You know, as soon as we got the green light, we did it. Same with Alex Jones. We wanted him, Stewart wanted him, Edin, Greg. Of course, the fans didn't necessarily know about him, that he was on the cards, but, you know, as soon as that was an option that was viable, we took it. And I think that'll put us in good stead. I think acting early has put us in some good stead because it gives us now a bit of breathing space to get the next one, two, or potentially three if they're the right people for us. So I'd like to just place on record our thanks for the supporters. Brilliant at Northampton last week. I mean, to take nearly over 1,000, well, we did take over 1,000, to sell out Chesterfield, to sell out Wimbledon,
yep.
AFC Wimbledon, to sell out Bolton. They've been fantastic, and we just urge them to start from the off today. It does cut both ways, as you two guys say in commentary. What a great season you two are having, you know, with the cameras, etc. It's brilliant to really watch the off-field and on-field rivalry between you and Radio
League.
Brilliant. And well done to the fans, but it cuts both ways. The players are here to inspire them. The fans are here to inspire the players. And we expect that from 3 o'clock, 5 to 3, the fans do their bit for Alex and for Stuart and for all the team. That's all we ask, and we'd like to thank them.
And next year there'll be better pies.
Listen, if that's all we get out, if that's the clip that's coming out of this interview, yes, we will have better pies than this year, even though the pies are very good at the moment with the same supplier. All right.
Listen, great speaking to you as always,
pleasure.
James. I know you've got a busy
have
afternoon.
A good one. I hope you both, especially Coop's, very animated this afternoon with goal, goal, goal at Bradford.
Well, we should have kept you here, shouldn't we, and got your reaction. Are you a big set? I've seen you a few times, actually, at away games. You can't help yourself, can you, when you're in these directors' boxes?
And why should you? You know, we're only human, aren't we? If your team scores, got to celebrate it because it hurts when you lose, and it's really great when you win. So,
one other thing, which I'm just going to throw at you now, you may or may not know the answer to this. I've been told that you couldn't show on the big screen highlights during the game. Now, I know you can't play any controversial moments, etc., but then when we were down at Walsall the other week, they had the game on for most of the time. What is the ruling?
We can. We could live stream it. We actually don't have the software yet to do it, Chris. Imagine a skybox whereby it's playing the game and then you can stop it, rewind it. We don't have that yet. Here comes the music. Let's hope it's a little bit not as loud as last week or recent week.
You've noticed as well, have you?
Yeah, we've had words.
Did he hear you though?
Listen, we're a work in progress, Chris. You know that. You've been here around long enough. We get one thing right and then we get another thing wrong. But the big screen's been a brilliant addition to the.
I have to say, it does look good. A lot of people said, it's not very big, but it's so clear.
Yeah.
The clarity of it on a dark night, on a foggy night, it's been brilliant.
And the club needed it, the fans wanted it. Going back to your question, we hope to offer the live feed going forward. We'll never be able to do the rewinds and the replays because it's just such a lot of money to have an edit suite that enables you to do that.
Yeah.
But if fans want us to play the game during the actual match, we can do, but then we've got the sponsors to keep happy and so on and so forth. And if we'll look at it, listen, we'll welcome any feedback that will benefit the matchday experience. And if you guys think it is, or if Pulse listeners want to tweet in or text with about what we're doing well, what we could do better, what we're doing terribly, it can only help, can't it? You know, we can't be 18,000 pairs of ears and eyes. It's up to the fans, it's their club to tell us what we're doing well.
Well, we'll do another of these chats one day, and we'll actually get listener involvement in it as well.
Please do. All right. All the very best, guys.
Right, we'll let you go.
Enjoy the afternoon.
Thanks to James Mason, top man as always, the COO of Bradford City here.